What happened in California yesterday is not just about words on paper. Proposition 8, despite all the rhetoric, is about people's lives. What does it mean to them? Stuart Gaffney and John Lewis have been together for more than 23 years. They were two of the plaintiffs in the California Supreme Court case, which won the freedom to marry in June of 2008, and they then remarried on June 17, 2008. Since then, they've been working to extend those same rights to others through their work with Marriage Equality USA. Stuart and John join us from their home in San Francisco. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So I assume this is a good day for you.
Absolutely. It was just it's a wonderful day and a big step forward in the freedom to marry for all loving, committed couples to be able to marry the person they love.
Stuart, am I talking to you first?
This is John.
This is John. Sorry. Hi, Stuart.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you again. So the two of you, as I mentioned, have been together more than 20 years, and you've been married twice now, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What was the difference the second time when you had that kind of sanction to go ahead and do it?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, both times were absolutely transformative in our lives. On the first time, it was when San Francisco briefly married same-sex couples in February of 2004. And we had gone to the court going to City Hall thinking that we were going to be attending a rally. But we ended up being able to get married. And I'll just never forget hearing those words ring out. By virtue of the authority vested in me by the state of California, I pronounce you spouses for life. And it was truly the first time in my life that I felt like I was an equal human being in this country under its laws. And it just transformed us that we were being treated equally by our government. And then, so 4 years later, we were able to marry legally and permanently. And that time, we were surrounded by our friends and family just the way it should be. And it was an absolutely joyous event.
Tell me what your reaction is when you hear and see what the opposition says and does about you and about the rights that you're trying to get. I mean, they claim they have perfectly legitimate reasoning behind them.
Well, our movement truly is about joy and about happiness and about our common humanity, that common instinct to want to love another human being and to have a family. And Stuart and I, you know, we've been together for over 23 years now, and for many of those years we didn't have the recognition and the support of being married. But one thing I do know is that it's about basic equality for all of us, as loving, committed couples. And
Stuart,
equality is something that's not diminished when you share it.
Let me turn to Stuart. Stuart, your own background, your parents had some legal issues as well, similar, correct?
That's right. My parents are an interracial couple. My mom is Chinese American. My dad is English and Irish American. And there used to be laws in many of the states against marriages just like theirs. In fact, when my mom was an undergraduate at UC Berkeley, she was a member of the Chinese Students Club, and it was quite routine back in that day that someone would have to leave the state if they fell in love with someone of a different race in order to get married, because they couldn't marry in California.
You know, I bet, Stuart, that there's a lot of listeners who are sitting there with their jaws open right now saying, wait a minute, there was a law in the books that said a Chinese-American woman couldn't marry an Irish-American guy?
Absolutely, and up until 1967, when the U.S. Supreme Court finally overturned all such laws, there were over a dozen states still in 1967 who had laws against interracial couples marrying. It meant that when my parents moved from state to state, they were legal in some states and illegal in others. And when they moved to Missouri in the 60s, they were told that they had an illegal marriage.
Imagine, though, a law that would force your dad to have to eat Irish food for the rest of his life and not have the benefit of your mother's cuisine.
Think of the implications.
John is not taking this seriously.
No,
I just wanted to point that out.
I was just imagining what that's all about, though. It's a great story.
So, John and Stuart, what do you think is next? We've had a number of guests on the program this morning who have indicated perhaps this does signify a tipping point for the nation? Perhaps other states will follow, perhaps not. What do you think?
Well, we absolutely feel that the momentum at this point is unstoppable. And part of it is having decision after decision now in the federal courts. Many of these decisions from conservative judges recognizing that marriage is a fundamental freedom that actually belongs to each and every one of us to marry the person that we love. But the other reason for this momentum is that every year there are more and more legally married same-sex couples in the United States and around the world now, and the sky isn't falling. And just like for me and John, our marriage means the world to us, but it actually doesn't hurt anybody else. And I can say it brought a lot of joy to our parents to be able to see our wedding day finally after more than 20 years together. So
23. It's also interesting. A lot of the argument has always been made. These are unstable relationships and so forth and so on. The two of you have been together for 23 years, correct?
Absolutely. And we are the bedrock of our community. And I think our lives prove that marriage equality benefits couples like us and takes away nothing from anyone else.
All right. John Lewis and Stuart Gaffney, thanks to you for your insights onto this issue. John?
So a lot of our listeners are talking. Have your say, too. What's your take on the overturning yesterday of Proposition 8 in California?
Raymond Waters from Hillsborough, New Jersey, and I'm thrilled that the American process actually works. It's not just gay rights, it's rights of all American citizens, and my grandchildren will be absolutely thrilled.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.